おはよう、脇ちゃん。元気？
うん、元気だよ。この前、大徳川店に行ったよ。
マジで？どうだった？
古くて、昔のものを結構見たんだよ。
で、楽しかったの？
実は、古いもの嫌いなんだよね。あ
は！おはよう、東京。こんばんは、ニューヨーク。こんにちは、ロンドン。
Naomi です。
Peter here. Permission to marry your daughter too.
結婚を許してください。
Please allow me to marry somebody. Okay, we are back, and this is a continuation of the previous episode where the boyfriend asked his girlfriend's father for permission to marry.
Boyfriend, the 彼氏 said, 結婚させてください。
Please allow me to marry your daughter.
But お父さん、 the father was quite upset, and he said, 何を言ってるんだ?
What are you talking about?Because he probably thinks they're too young.
彼氏 and 彼女 are both 学生.
Yeah, I think they're definitely too young.
そうね。
If you haven't been to like Naomi Sensei, all I know, もし私がお父さんだったら怒りますよ。I'd be angry too.
学生はダメですか?結婚。
ダメです。
But when you got married, weren't you a student?
That's not the point, Naomi.
Right.You did 学生結婚ですよね、ピーターさん。
Okay, what is today's grammar point focus?
今日は話さなければならない。
I have to talk to you. I have to tell you.
Sounds scary.
Yeah, nothing good comes from this expression in any language. We have to talk.
話さなければなりません。
Okay, now the conversation is between
彼女、彼氏 and お父さん。
So, continuation of the previous conversation. With that said, this time, pay attention to the boyfriend and the tone he's using and the politeness level he's using. Here we go.
実はお父さん、話さなければいけないことがあるの。
おい、ちょ、待てって。それは俺から言うから。
いいえ、私に言わせて。お父さん、今まで黙ってたけど。
お前なんかに娘はやらんぞ。
もう。一緒に家を買ったの。だから結婚させてください。
マジで?本当に?うっそー。そりゃないよ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
実はお父さん、話さなければいけないことがあるの。
おい、ちょ、待てって。それは俺から言うから。
いいえ、私に言わせて。お父さん、今まで黙ってたけど。
お前なんかに娘はやらんぞ。
もう一緒に家を買ったの。だから結婚させてください。
マジで。本当に、うっそー。そりゃないよ。
今度は英語が入ります。
実はお父さん、話さなければいけないことがあるの。
Dad, I have to tell you this. おい、ちょ、待てって。それは俺から言うから。
Wait, I'm gonna tell him that.
いいえ、私に言わせて。お父さん。今まで黙ってたけど。
No, let me do it. Dad, I was trying to keep this a secret, but...
お前なんかに娘はやらんぞ。
I'll never give you my daughter.
もう、一緒に家を買ったの。だから結婚させてください。
We've already bought a house. So let us get together.
マジで?本当に?うっそー。そりゃないよ。
Are you kidding me? Really? No way. I can't believe it.
Naomi Sensei, いいニュースですか?あれは悪いニュースですか?
いいニュースなんじゃないですか? They've already bought a house. That's impressive.
It's unbelievable.
ねえ、they're still 学生.
Most people start out with something much smaller. They went right to a house.
そうですね。お金持ちですね。
The good life. So they can afford to get married. Let's take a look at the vocab. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
実は
As a matter of fact, by the way.
実は実は
Next.
黙る
To be silent.
黙る黙る
Strong word, so be careful with this one.
If you say 黙れ that's shut up.
More than that, shut the heck up and use your imagination to add a couple degrees to that. So, fighting words.
黙れ
Next we have
なんか
Something like
なんかなんか
Next
やる
To do or to give
To give something to a person who is lower social position?
Yeah, we'll take a look at this in a bit but yeah, this is something quite interesting Next we have
娘
Daughter
娘
Okay, let's take a closer look at some of these words. Now, as we mentioned, we're going to give you one more warning. Go chūi kudasai. Like, please pay attention that damaru is a very strong word. And even something like damatte kudasai is kind of nasty.
It is.
Means like, keep your mouth shut unless you have something nice to say. Damatte kudasai.
Shut up, please. みたいな感じね。
So, damaru is the verb to shut your face. So, very strong. You definitely want to watch out for this one. Try to just notice this in anime or manga or movies. Again, this is one for you to know for observing, not for using.
I don't think I've used that word in my daily life.
I use it with really good friends, like best friends.
Yeah, in
a joking manner.
So, ne, the guys use it a lot, but not usually girls.
And I would never use it outside my close inner circle, unless I was feeling very aggressive. Next, we have nanka. Now, this of course can mean something. Nanka tabetai, like something. But in this case, it's used as a filler. It can be used as something. It can also be used as a filler. Nanka, and to buy yourself some time. Some people have probably not the best habit of adding nanka in between words and phrases. This here is a different use. It means something like. What do we have in the conversation?
お前なんかに。
So, something like you. I like this expression. So, what comes before the なんかに is the something like?
Usually noun. The noun comes before なんか。
And of course, お前is a very derogatory way to refer to someone you're speaking with. So yeah, it's not a very flattering phrase. お前なんかに。Something like you.
Junk food なんか食べないよ。
I don't or I won't eat something like junk food.
女なんか嫌いだよ。
I hate girls. Okay, let's take a look at the grammar point. Naomi-sensei, again, we're talking about...
なければいけない。
Have to. Now, the phrase なければいけない, which consists of...
なければ。
Which is the conditional for the negative form of a verb. And the phrase...
いけない。
So, なければis actually originates from ない. So we have ない, we drop the E, and to that we add
ければ.
And いけない is a separate phrase meaning can't. So this double negative structure results in a pattern roughly equivalent to have to do something or must do something. Literally we have, it can't be that this is not. If this is not, it can't be. So the two negatives equal has to, must.Let's take a look at a sample from today's conversation.
話さなければいけないことがある。
I have something that I have to tell you. I have something that I have to talk about. Let's start out with the verb. What gets conjugated here is have to say something, have to talk. So let's start out with the verb. What do we have?
話す。
So the negative stem?
話さ。
To this we add?
なければ。
Which literally means, which means something equivalent to if I don't speak.We don't know what the subject here is, but if the subject is I, if I don't speak, if I don't say, we follow this with?
いけない。
If I don't say, it can't be. I have to say, I must say.
ことがある。
Thing, there is. So literally, there is a thing I have to say. There's something I must talk to you about. Now, as we mentioned in a recent lesson, this なければ can be contracted.
なきゃ。
So なければ becomes?
なきゃ。
So, to say, 話さなければいけない。
話さなきゃいけない。
Shortens it up. Now, inside the PDF, we have a detailed write-up of this construction. You definitely want to stop by and pick up this construction. Have to do something is something you're going to use over and over. It's a very high frequency phrase. I have to go to work.
仕事に行かなければならない。
Notice how Naomi switched in ならない。行けない、ならない、both the same. If this doesn't happen, it can't be.
そうですね。ならない sounds rather formal. But I would say 行けない、ならない、pretty much same.
Same meaning, have to, must. Again, it's all in the PDF. If you get a PDF, this is the PDF to pick up to learn how to say you have to do something or you must do something. 今日仕事へ行かなければならないです。I have to go to work today.
もうオフィスに帰らなければいけないですね。
I have to go back to the office. So inside the PDF, everything you know to master this construction. That's going to do for today.
実はお父さん。話さなければいけないことがあるの。
おい、ちょ、待てって。それは俺から言うから。
いいえ、私に言わせて。お父さん、今まで黙ってたけど。
お前なんかに娘はやらんぞ。
もう、一緒に家を買ったの。だから結婚させてください。
マジで？本当に？うっそー。そりゃないよ。